It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Carbonite, where you can get a 15-day free trial by going over to geekazine.com/carbonfree. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here, and I welcome you to the Day in Tech History at dayintechhistory.com. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. You can subscribe via iTunes, Zune, or Stitcher Internet Radio. Our Twitter is Day in Tech Hist, and all show notes are on the wiki page if you want to follow along. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. November 22nd, 1809, the first U.S. patent issued in the U.S. for a metallic writing pen was issued to Pergnine Williamson, a Baltimore jeweler. The pens were made of steel rolled with wire for a steel quill that never needed its nib to be sharpened. 1904, the first direct current electric motor to be patented in the United States was issued to Matthias Pfister of Philadelphia. The variable speed motor was designed to effect communication without sparking with a variable load as well as a variable speed. 1906, the International Radio Telegraphic Convention in Berlin adopts the Morse code representation, the letters SOS, as a universal distress signal. Before, the distress signal was CQD, which was the call sign CQ plus the letter D for distress. 1932, the first U.S. patent for a computerized gas pump was issued to Robert Jaw, Ivan Farnham, and Ross Arnold. The liquid dispensing apparatus is a motorized pump that meters gasoline and displayed the exact amount in gallons dispensed. 1946, J. Presper Eckert and John Mulkey leave the University of Pennsylvania's Moore School of Electrical Engineering, where they had developed ENIAC, the first digital computer, after a dispute arose over the right to intellectual property. 1966, a USSR chess program begins a correspondence match with the Kotok McCarthy MIT chess program. The match would last 9 months and would be won by the Soviet computer. 1969, the lunar module Apollo 12, which was launched on November 14th, landed on the southeastern Oceanus Procyllium region of the moon. 1971, IBM Data Processing Division released the IBM 3872 and 3875 modems. 1981, Al Hokinus scored 5,205,000 points on Atari's Battlezone after playing the game for 4 hours, 30 minutes. 1985, John Sculley of Apple Computer and Bill Gates of Microsoft signed a licensing agreement permitting Microsoft royalty-free use of the visual characteristics of the Macintosh Windows 1.0 while promising Macintosh versions of several popular Microsoft products. 1989, Universal Pictures released the science fiction film Back to the Future, Part 2. 1993, Intel begins shipping production versions of their Pentium processor. 1994, Novell acquired the WordPerfect Corporation for WordPerfect and the Borland International's Quattro Pro in attempt to wrest market share from Microsoft. And the Sega Saturn released in Japan. The system featured a 28.6 megahertz 32-bit Hitachi RISC processor, the processor controlling the double-speed CD-ROM drive, and a whole lot more for 44,800 yen, which is about $450 at the time. 1996, Bandai released the original Tamagotchi virtual keychain-sized pet in Japan for 1,980 yen, about $19.80. Nintendo announced that it achieved 62% share of the next-generation game market in the United States. Also in 1996, Paramount Pictures released the science fiction film Star Trek: First Contact. And 20th Century Fox released the science fiction film Independence Day. 1999, a class-action lawsuit was filed in San Francisco by attorney Joseph Saveri of Leaf Cabrasser, Heinemann, and Bernstein, LLP, against Microsoft Corporation on behalf of customers who bought Windows 95 and 98 operating systems from Microsoft between August 1st of 95 and the present. The suit alleged that the company overcharged customers for the operating system, joining suits in Alabama, Louisiana, Ohio, and other states. Also in 1999, AOL and Electronic Arts announced a 5-year strategic relationship to create and deliver online interactive content for AOL properties. Apple announced that its Blueberry iBook would be the number one selling portable computer in the United States retail market. Also in 1999, Microsoft announced a newly signed agreement with AOL to provide DirectX 7.0 game software components for online gaming. Microsoft also released Service Pack 6 for Windows NT 4.0. Sega announced that 1 million units of the Dreamcast video game system were sold in North America. And Professor Chenming Hu at the University of California, Berkeley, announced a new semiconductor transistor that could now hold 400 times more than its previous capacity. The prototype is called FinFET. And now this word from our friends over at Carbonite who want to help you pursue your passion. 8 years ago, I decided to pursue my passion and get into a new line of work in podcasting. It's been a long and educational path. Many things you have to think about when you're your own boss. One thing I don't think about nowadays, my backup strategies. I have many, on-site backup and off-site backup. The most important information definitely gets stored off-site. This is stuff that could completely flatline my business. For my off-site work, I use Carbonite.com. They have the tools so I can not only back up the important files, but also allow me to see them whenever I need to, via tablet, via smartphone, or even the computer. Photos, documents, videos, and more, all with secure servers that are even HIPAA compliant for those healthcare professionals who work for themselves. Unlimited backup, access from anywhere, and all my files are encrypted before stored. That can allow me to pursue my passions, such as catalog and podcast, the Day in Tech History podcast. So check it out. Go over to geekazine.com/carbonite, and for $269.99 a year for your small business, you can be protected. If you just need to back up your home computer, check out geekazine.com/carbon-free and start backing up for only $59.99 a year. Back up now, back up often, and back up off-site with Carbonite. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. 2002, Lisa Chen, a Taiwanese woman who pleaded no contest of one of the largest software piracy cases in the history of the U.S., was sentenced to 9 years in prison, one of the longest sentences ever involving a case in software piracy. She seized hundreds and thousands of copies of pirated software worth more than $75 million. 2005, Microsoft launched the Xbox 360 video game system in North America. Featured a IBM PowerPC CPU with a 3.2 gigahertz cores, 500 megahertz ATI graphics card with 10 megabytes cache, 512 megabyte RAM, and more. The prices started at $249 for the core version. And Microsoft also launched Xbox Live Arcade. Also in 2005, version 1.0 of the QI Linux was released, and version 4.2 of the Scientific Linux operating system was also released. 2006, Microsoft released an Xbox 360 update for high-definition displays. 2008, Fei Ye and Ming Zhang were sentenced for stealing sensitive chip data for the companies that they worked for, NEC, Sun, Transmeta, and Trident Microsystems, to take back to their home country. They were arrested back in 2001, trying to flee the country. Also in 2008, YouTube posts 3,000 videos entitled How to Cheat. These were how-to videos on basically cheating. Verizon employees were fired after they accessed cell phone data from Barack Obama. And Virgin debuted their Wi-Fi option. 2009, News Corp owner Rupert Murdoch initiated discussions with Microsoft to have their web content delisted from Bing search. 2011, Google ends Wave and Knoll, two products of Google. And in 2013, Turntable.fm shut down. Also in 2013, after allowing devices to stay on, a survey stated that 54% of Americans do not want airlines to also allow in-flight phone calls. And Microsoft launched Xbox One, an 8-core x86 processor with 8 gigabytes of RAM and 500 gigabyte hard drive. The Xbox One also contained an HDMI pass-through port option. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.